This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mick Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mick Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mick Delivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my match preview of Fulham's match against Sheffield United at Bramall Lane on Saturday. These are my five keys to victory for Fulham against Sheffield United. I'll be going through that in the next 10 to 15 minutes. I will also be sharing my starting 11, what I think Marco is going to do, and I'll end with my prediction for the match. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay, so before I get going, I just wanted to share a few words of what I watched during the international break. I got a chance to watch the U.S. men's national team here in the U.S., and first match I saw, very difficult to watch, very bad performance from the U.S. men's national team, not a good performance from Anthony Robinson, but overall the team was pretty bad. But the match against Mexico, much better for Jedi and the U.S. men's national team as they beat Mexico and win the Nations League. So that to me is a big deal, and congratulations to Tim Ream and Jedi. They both played, and Tim Ream still can do it for the U.S. men's national team. I'm one that actually wants them to move away from Tim Ream, but I can see his value at the level for country. I can see it. I can still see what he brings, but I think when you go up against better sides, Tim Ream could be exposed. That's just my thoughts on it. That's the reason why I'm fine with moving on from him with Fulham. I just think that his mind is still valuable, but he just doesn't have the legs anymore. That's just the way I look at it. But I want to congratulate him and Jedi for winning the Nations League. So congratulations to them, and I'm glad that they're back with Fulham Football Club, that all the players came back. As you might have heard, there was a scare with Calvin Bassey. He came back early from his country duty, and we shall see if he's okay. He has been training. Hopefully, he will be playing on Saturday at Bramall Lane. That he's going to be okay, that would be a good thing for Fulham Football Club. But let's hope all the players came back and are available for selection. And when I get to the end of the show, I'll share what I would do with my starting 11, as I mentioned. We'll see what Marco does. And I got my thoughts on what I think he's going to do. Okay, enough talk about that. Let's go through my five keys to victory. This is actually a big match, these next two matches, because if Fulham win these next two matches, you can truly look at a run to Europe. You absolutely can. But they have to win these two matches on the road against Sheffield United and Nottingham Forest Saturday, then another one on Tuesday. They are coming very quickly. But these matches are very important. So let's get to my five keys to victory for the match against Sheffield United. Number five. Fulham need to score early in the match. Now, I've watched Sheffield United play. I did see the Arsenal match. Arsenal ran away with it. But as I was listening to a few podcasts about Sheffield United, it sounds like that if you get up on them, they fold. And that's what I could understand because of the situation that they're under. Fulham are front runners, but in this match on the road, they need to score early. They cannot go into the half at 0-0 or down. I think that is a bad sign. If they get that early goal, I think that they could really do a number on Sheffield United. I think it's very important that they score that early goal. That's why that's my number five. Number four, Marco has to nail the starting 11. The great thing about Marco is that he's a tactician. He looks at the other team. He plans for playing against the opponent. And this is important because this is a style of play under Chris Wilder that Fulham are familiar with and have struggled the last few years playing against. And that's a 3-5-2. And that's what Sheffield United tend to play. So I think it's going to be important to Marco get his selections right. Set Fulham up to succeed. And look at the opponent who is playing. It's like, who gives me the best chance to win in this match? So he needs to nail the starting 11. Set Fulham up to succeed. And like I mentioned, my number five, get that early goal. But I think the starting 11 is very important. Okay, let's go to number three. Andreas Pereira needs a man of the match performance. Now, here's a player that the stats tell you one thing during the season. Your eyes might tell you something else, but watching Pereira, I know how important he can be, not just on set pieces, on the press, but also setting up his teammates. He really can be a difference maker. Sometimes he does go missing in matches. There's no question about that, but I can see his value. He's does the hard work of the pressing and obviously the set pieces, but it's these triangles that he can do with his teammates and really set them up for success. Andreas Pereira, it's very important that he plays well in this match because I think that Sheffield United are going to make it's difficult on Fulham to play, and he might be able to unlock them. That's why he's important. And I wouldn't rule out him scoring a goal. He needs a goal in the worst way, and I think that would change the mood around him as a player. He doesn't score enough goals, and that has been a common criticism I've heard of him. But as I watched a lot of these matches back, I can see where he can make a difference. The question is, can he make a difference in this match? I think he's going to be very important. That's why Andreas Pereira is in my number three key to victory. Number two, Sheffield United are weak against playing down the wings, according to whoscored.com. So that's where I'm going on this. Fulham need to be very effective in wide areas. Now, when you're playing against three at the back, this could be a little bit of a challenge. Whether it's Willian and Iwobi, whether it's Iwobi and Wilson, Castagna and Robinson being the fullbacks, they need to create opportunities wide. I wouldn't say be patient. They need to be moving the ball as much as possible and find those gaps. Open this team up. I'm telling you, there's an opportunity to open them up. But they're going to make it difficult on Fulham, and I think Fulham's play in the wide areas could really be a factor in who wins this match. So, number two, being effective in wide areas is vital for Fulham to get all 3 points at Bramall Lane. Okay. Coming up next to end the show is my number one key to victory for Fulham against Sheffield United, my starting 11, what I think Marco's going to do, and I will end with man of the match.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Okay, so let's get to it. Let's get to my number one key to victory for Fulham against Sheffield United. And it's very simple. Fulham cannot beat themselves. And what I mean by that, when you're looking at the back four, including Bernd Leno in net, they cannot make an error here. They cannot give this team life. Do not let this team think that they're in the match. That, to me, is very important. They have to basically go at this team and break them. It's very important that they do not let this team feel that they're in this match. Do not let them feel that way. Because if they do, then this could be a very difficult match. Then the pressure switches to Fulham. They can take that away by utilizing some of my keys, getting the early goal. But do not let this team breathe. Do not let them feel that they can be Fulham. It's very important. But that involves no mistakes. You cannot make mistakes. You cannot give up penalties. You cannot get a red card. These are things that could help this team. Do not beat yourself, because if you beat yourself, Fulham could get beat to Sheffield United. I think it is possible for them to lose this match. Absolutely. So I want to say this one more time. That's why this is my number one. Be at your best and do not beat yourself. That's my number one key to victory for Fulham against Sheffield United. Okay, time to go to my starting 11. I am going to go with Leno, Castagna, Robinson, center backs, Bassey, hopefully is healthy, and Tosin. On the left, I'm going to go with Awobi. On the right, I'm going to go with Wilson. This is what I'm going to do. In the middle, I'm actually going to do this. I am going to go with João Polinha, Sasa Lukic, and Pereira. Up front, I'm going with Rodrigo Muniz. That's what I'm going to do. I'm changing it up a little bit. What I think Marco's going to do is this. I think he will go with Leno, Castagna, Robinson, Bassey, Tosin on the left, Willian on the right, Awobi. I think he will go with the combination of Paulinha, Lukic, and Pereira. And then up front, I think he will go with Rodrigo Muniz. So just a little different, but I think it's important to get this right. If Marco feels that the starting 11 that they played against Tottenham is the right way to go, go with it. But if he feels that he needs to play against the opponent, make a few changes, please feel free to, Marco. You have to nail the starting 11. Okay. So to end the show, I'm going to share my prediction for the match. And yes, I am going with a Fulham victory. And I'm going for a 3-1 Fulham victory. I think Fulham are going to do more than enough to win in this match. And believe it or not, I am going to predict a goal from Andres Pereira and two more goals from Rodrigo Muniz. Yes, I'm going there. He's going to get a brace. I'm going 3-1 to Fulham against Sheffield United. That is my prediction for the match. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Coleman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the Talk Sport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.